supposed to be at work at 8 a.m. You're late.
Welcome, Black, to Keep.
It's your boy again. It's your boy.
No.
It's your boy again.
No. Not with this song, no, right here.
Get me some.
Listen.
This right here?
Yeah.
This was
International
it.
Players
Anthem. Oh, man. International UGK. Players Anthem. UGK. Featuring Outkast. Yes.
Yeah. Willie Hutch.
Man, you know what? I love this video, too.
Now, Sir Woo! Chauncey said, with there being a Ciroc promo jumping off, Homer, since you were about the only one not drinking, then what were you doing laughing out loud? It was actually his introduction to Bad Boy South. So, you know, we had Young Jock there, and Young Jock performed. We listened to songs on that album. We also listened to 8-Ball and MJG.
8-Ball and MJG.
Yeah. So it was, you know, that's when he launched that Ciroc. So, and he was launching Bad Boy South.
Yep.
So that's why we were there and listening to the albums and being introduced to the people, too.
Yeah.
And then he had that one group. They really only had that one hit, Looking, Apple Sugar Sugar. You know, oh, look at, you know, when it, like, it was like living or something or whatnot.
Yeah, they're like, from, weren't they from Chicago?
Ain't you? Yeah, mm-hmm. And like, oh, you, look at, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were introduced to them as well as him unveiling and introducing his Ciroc vodka. But, yeah, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. But now the flock cameras.
Okay.
Xavier, do you have that clip ready? We're going to play this clip to bring you up to speed. And, again, this is another follow-up situation. It's some officers have been charged with misusing the flock cameras. And one of the detectives that was charged with that went to court. So we're going to play the clip, and we're going to come back and talk about it and why Sheboygan is ready to.
Sheboygan.
It's Sheboygan. See, it's going to stick in your head. It's one of them things. It stuck with me.
Goodness.
And I'm like, it's so bad that it sticks with you.
It sticks with
Somebody's going to use it. Somebody's going to use it. But we're going to play this clip.
Sheboygan. Okay.
It's Sheboygan. Will. All right, Xavier.
Developments in a criminal case raising questions and even more concerns about the Milwaukee Police Department's use of automated license plate reading cameras. Former Detective Taranji Chapman entered not guilty pleas Wednesday to a pair of criminal charges, including a felony. Prosecutors say he misused the department's flock safety database to track two victims a total of 20 times. We've also learned from the Milwaukee Police Department that it fired Chapman last week. This is the second MPD officer charged for allegedly misusing the flock safety database. You may remember the name Josue Ayala. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced to probation last month after he searched his ex-girlfriend and that person's dating partner a total of 179 times. Now, the interesting part about Chapman's case is he was one of the internal affairs investigators assigned to investigate Ayala's misuse. Just like in Ayala's case, Chapman's alleged misuse wasn't caught by the Milwaukee Police Department until the victim came forward. Prosecutors involved in this case told us after a previous hearing that plea negotiations were underway. However, we don't know what that could potentially look like.
Mr. Chapman, any comments on a potential plea deal?
Chapman declined to comment to reporters after the hearing. He's due back in court in October. Two new developments in a criminal case raising questions.
Yeah. So
that was a bit excessive, though. 100 and something time. Come on now. Really?
Yeah.
You had to do it that much? We
Crazy.
Couldn't have just, you know. Once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to make a case for you. I was trying to have your back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But 100 sometimes, who could justify that? Come on now. That became an obsession. He did that like he was on Facebook. Like it was just a Facebook thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could be the problem with some of these things that they come up with, that they're you know, they're addictive, like, you know, Facebook and stuff like that.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in the abuse outside of that sister who ended up being stopped and now has attained legal representation.
Right.
I believe, is it B. Ivory Lamar? Or I know she retained a lawyer with that case where the car was still in the system as a wanted, you know, vehicle in a homicide or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that they done it, of course, we talked about that and how terrifying we knew that that had to be.
Right.
But when I'm hearing about, in my opinion, these situations, you know.
I just sent you that picture.
I know. you shouldn't have. Why did you send it while I'm in the midst of this? That wasn't a good time to send the picture. I'm focused, Bailey. I'm focused,
man.
It's your boy again, you know. But so, you know, when we're hearing about these cases where there's been misuse of and abuse of the Flock camera system,
yeah.
I'm hearing it. Like, I could get some people that feel some kind of way if they're just doing it for criminals or, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
or just,
right,
you know,
right.
Just other people. Like, this had nothing to do with a case or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
These are some men, in my opinion, that are insecure,
mm-hmm.
have the deepest jealousy issues, in my opinion, because if you're not together anymore, why the hell are you concerned about what he or she is doing?
That's true.
You know, if y'all not together anymore, it is what it is. And of course, with all of the domestic violence and the murders that are happening with that, like, so what are you going to do with the information besides, in my opinion, harass people? I saw you over dude's house, or
yeah.
I saw you by his house, and all, you know, all of these
right.
different things.
Right.
So,
I mean, was he doing that? Is there anything on record saying he?
Well,
this
hell,
guy?
If
I know
you got
100
and something times of checking, like,
well,
why
yeah.
are you checking that much?
Okay.
You know, why?
I look at this as like, I understand what you're saying, and
mm-hmm.
he had to do something with it, right?
Right.
He was doing something. There was something, even if she didn't know.
Right.
There was something going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. There are so many people that pop on your Facebook page, and some people do it every day, and you absolutely don't know.
Right.
There could be somebody out there obsessed about you right now, Homer.
Why it got to be me?
I'm just saying.
It's completely different, though, I would say.
Go ahead, Xavier. What's
That's
your
different?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Flock camera and Facebook, completely different. Flock camera, they know where you're going every day. Facebook, if you don't post, they don't know anything about you.
But people do post.
Yeah, people do.
People post and they put where the hell they at.
Yeah, but
you feel
certain
what I'm saying?
People, not everyone.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know not
Facebook,
everyone.
Yeah.
So not every officer. So
yeah.
if we're doing that, then we got to go tit for tat. And we got to say not every officer is doing that either, in
yes.
my opinion.
But
yeah,
there's a lot more the any officer can do that, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
again, if you have insecurity, if you are very jealous, because the times that we've heard about the misuse and the abuse, in my opinion, from the stories that we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
it's been them trying to track either their current or their ex.
Previous,
or
yeah.
seeing who they are finding the person that they're dealing with now. It hasn't just been, you know, oh, it was, no. So it's been strategically aimed
right
at spouses or former spouses.
Yeah, and which is very scary if you know the domestic abuse rates.
That's what I was talking about.
Force. Yeah, so
you know that's a lot. Yeah, that's what I brought
yeah.
that up.
Yeah,
I brought that up. So, yeah, and so when we talk about social media, again, think what you want. It's a lot of people that track people down from social media.
That's true.
They track you down mm-hmm. because a lot of people have their locators on and all of that. Mm-hmm. All that stuff off on mine.
Yeah.
I'm not doing all that because there are people like people.
See, I don't
post people's information on social media all the time talking about, yeah, I know where you be because these people have their locators on and all of that.
Mm-mm. You know, it's
somebody within
me.
500 feet of you. I ain't doing none of that.
I very much pick and choose what I post.
You should.
Know? Yeah.
Everybody
on social
should.
Media. Yeah. I don't, you know, because I'll post my family.
Mm-hmm.
But it sometimes every once in a while it'll be a like I'm going to do a personal post, and when I say personal, totally personal.
Mm-hmm.
Just to share with my family.
Right.
Some pictures, because there's no other way. Otherwise, you end up doing 18 million mass texts. And,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I'll just sometimes just post on there just for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and my family, you know, they come on my page all the time and whatever.
Right, right.
But, you know, other than that, you know, it's limited because you got to have some privacy, right? You got to have something. Everybody don't need to know everything,
these
right?
These people, a lot of these people barely post every damn thing.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Listen.
Everything. All your disputes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how peaceful your life would be if you didn't do. Everybody don't need to know everything about you. Sometimes you posting too much will hurt people's feelings. Then you want to hurt people's feelings about your life?
Right. I'm telling you,
everybody don't need to know everything.
The Facebook sleuths are real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pull up on me.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like people are on social media too much.
It's true. It's an addiction.
So. Yeah.
It's an addiction that some people won't admit to.
Yeah.
They won't admit that they're addicted to it. They'd be like, I don't need this thing. I'm getting ready. Hey, y'all. Send me y'all number because I'm about to shut this page down.
Yeah.
That page be shut down for less than a day.
Okay.
Well, Meta and Mark Zuckerberg just agreed to pay $17.1 billion. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For mm-hmm. teens and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for being addicted and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. My son has not known a world without Facebook.
There you go.
He's 26 now. Just
mm-hmm.
turned 26
mm-hmm.
a couple days ago.
Yep. You're going to learn
not today. Not known the world without it. From the time he was a little one,
mm-hmm.
trying to get a Facebook page, I was like, what?
And again, the things that some of the parents and guardians need to be aware of is some of these apps that are not. Like, again, you have a lot of young people, and we got to mm-hmm. take care of some bills, that will end up saying Facebook is for old people. Even though you see them post on it
a lot. I mean, it's almost
lot,
like...
But, they got other apps.
Facebook is like a home base for everybody.
Right.
You go back and you touch it every once in a while, but you really over
here.
Me
here to go fight.
Yeah.
We going to do some takeovers.
Not me.
I'm just saying. It is. It is terrible. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to The Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday, that's tomorrow, 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share their business or what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. So don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and your girl, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe if you're on our YouTube page. Hit that bell. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, make sure you follow the page, like and follow the page. That way you'll get your notifications. Be like, okay, they on again.
Okay.
Hashtag that part.
Lego.
Yeah. So, Abstract Noor 414 said, how is Facebook responsible for someone being addicted to it? That person should have self-control. And LaRon Taylor responded, said, abstract, because we have gone from a society where everything is everybody else's fault. If your kids are addicted to Facebook, it's not your fault for giving them the device to be on Facebook. if you drink and drive, it's not your fault for drinking too much. It's the fault of the bartender serving you.
Exactly.
You know, so go ahead, Bailey.
That's the mastery of Facebook. That's the beauty of it and its technologies. Because, you know, as an entity, when you're on Facebook, you don't realize that you've been on too long.
For hours.
For hours. You know, you just flipping page to page to see what, you know, folk talking about, what's going
you're
on.
You're learning new stuff.
You sitting there, you know. I'd have never known that Dolly Parton made $10 million off of I Will Always Love You.
That part.
But she made more than that at this point. That was at a certain point, right? Or $10 billion, whatever it was, whatever the figure was. That's a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. And so, yeah, after Whitney Houston did it. So there you go. You just learn new facts every day now, don't you?
Yeah. Think about for those of you who, when we first start looking at a computer that didn't have little Pong on it, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
see,
people would be on that computer for hours, and you wouldn't even realize that you're on it for hours because it's like, all this information is at your fingertips.
And
you start
was
searching the craziest things in the world. Like,
oh, yeah.
What? So,
yeah.
So it is addictive. It is addictive. And that's why, so much so that there are things on your phone or devices that says, you know, you can put yourself on a timeout.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To where you don't do this and don't do that. I tell a lot of times I look at some women, and I'd be like, you know, your face is really glowing.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, thank you, Homer. I said, yeah, because your head is in your phone. Your head is in your phone.
Now, that's, I mean, that's a whole topic within itself, right? That's a whole topic within itself.
This is why some people get robbed while trying to.
Yeah.
You looking in your phone.
Yeah.
You are so busy and consumed with your phone.
But I mean, think about
that
it.
You ain't thinking about the surroundings. You know, and I get it. People are jogging and stuff with their AirPods and, you know, and you're not trying to see or hear anybody. You're trying to lock out everything except you jogging. And then somebody going to come and knock you upside the head and rob you. And it's like you had no, oh, by the time they do the, oh, it's you just too late.
Yeah.
You've been
you
got
know, yeah.
by a smooth criminal.
But I mean, even just people on their regular jobs. You know, I don't, in my second job, I don't even carry my phone with me. What I do is, you know, my son has a phone number to where I work. So if it's an emergency, and so does my, you know, one of my sisters. So if it's an emergency, hit me up there.
I'm looking at LaRon Taylor's comment, but go ahead, finish that.
You know, so you don't have to carry your, but I also have my watch on me. This is.
Yeah.
An Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special Apple Watch because Reggie Brown gave it to me.
Okay, okay.
And it helps me be able to keep up with if some crazy's going on in the world, them headlines gonna hit. And I'll be like, okay, everybody, we got a duck. You know?
That part. That part. That part.
But other than that, you know, it's a lot. Our watches and our phones do a lot more these days than they ever did.
Right.
Ever, ever, ever.
And that's just like for me, again, majority of life being in radio.
Yeah.
And where you get to say, and I'm speaking of Truth Nation, get to say, that's why I don't watch the news. That's it's our job.
Yes. It
we need to be
watching
keeping
the news,
up keep with it up. Everything that's going on.
So we can tell y'all.
Right. Whether it's political, whether it's this, whether it's entertainment, whatever it is, you know, like with Michael Wright.
Yeah.
Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
Five heartbeats passing
away. There you
go. You know what I'm saying? We have to, instead of.
Who else going to tell you something like that anyway?
Right.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, you might be able, if you're online,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might be able to pick that up from, you
right.
know.
Right,
right. Facebook or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, if you don't watch the news, who else going to tell you?
LaRon Taylor, this comment had me laughing because if other people keep it real with themselves to the next level, they're going to admit that they too, they're going to have to say me too. if you have, not to be confused with the Me Too movement.
Right, right.
But if you know that the struggle that LaRon Taylor has been through, when LaRon Taylor said, man, I've been on TikTok so long, when I get up the toilet, my legs done fell asleep and I can't even walk. it's the damnest timing, but I guess you're like, well, I ain't doing nothing else. You know what I mean? You are, but you're not. So.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. Sit down. Like, and it's like, you could have been out of the restroom, but you just. You find everything. It's like, because it's this is those, why it's addictive.
Are those the most explosive times for you?
Oh, Bailey! Order in the studio.
I'm just saying.
It's the words you use.
Like, the words?
Yes.
Like what? Say it.
I will not.
Come on, Homer, say it. What word was it?
It's a song
what
that
word?
Is on
no.
Dr. Dre's
no.
Chronic 2001.
No. They don't know that. Come on. What's the word, Homer? What's the word you didn't like that I used? Come on.
It started with X.
Come on now.
Blow.
Huh? No. Just say the word.
Explosive.
The word. There you go.
Bailey.
Don't you feel better?
No.
You feel relieved, don't you?
Because I was bullied into saying the whole word. And I didn't want to. I mean, I did, but I didn't.
I wasn't bullied.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ron Taylor said, by the time you tell everybody to duck, they've already ducked because they have their own devices. They get the same news you
okay.
do. You have
exactly.
to watch just for you.
Exactly. Right? You do. You have to watch just for you.
Explosive. That was. Right now, somebody's going through it. And yeah, we just said it in the morning.
They're okay. They're going to be all right.
Not when it's explosive.
Well, you know, they might blow up their own toilet, but, you know, it's okay.
Is that why they call it blowing up the spot? Listen, we got to take care of some bills. We don't talk about. Oh, yeah, we got to go. We got to go. I forgot. This is Xavier's favorite moment. You're listening to the award-winning Truth.
No!
With Truth in the Morning, we're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
I know you don't do it. Bye.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. Feeding the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation. That's why Cousin Subs reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid's sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side, a drink, and dessert. Everything they want, nothing you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Like the club sub, I believe in better. But we had to take some of the onions off for Bailey. Well, yeah, I take some off mine, too. Or you don't want none at all?
I don't want none at all. Okay. I mean, that's cool.
I just say light onions.
I like they 12 grain.
Okay.
There you know, I got to do they 12. And, you know, sometimes I just like the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turkey and cheese.
Right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like some fries every now and again.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, you know, I was watching some stuff on Dolly Parton last night.
Okay.
And the truth is, she said every diet that she fell off of, it was because of some potatoes. She said it didn't matter what kind. It could be mashed potatoes. It could be baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It could be French fries. But it was always, if there was a time when she fell off a diet, it was about a potato. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She and I have that in common. A potato will get a pimp down. And I love a good baked potato.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you something, Homer.
Yes.
I love some French fries. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Because some days you just like, you got to go get you some.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, I go back and forth because McDonald's used to have the bomb fries. But you know what? Five Guys got some great fries, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Wendy's, I don't know, they just changed their fries recently. And I'm not understanding. Oh, I'm all on a tangent, my bad. Buy some French fries.
You know.
Dolly Parton. You know, we can
go
there.
Great,
okay.
Yeah, they got
I'm going to let it go.
Cousins got some great fries. Also,
yes.
They cheese curds.
When they added
the cheese curds to their menu.
Listen. I love Cousin's fries.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you get Cousin fries,
mm-hmm.
they hot and fresh.
Yep, and you don't even have
right
to ask for, hey, give me some extra salt.
No, not at all.
They be seasoned right.
Yeah, oh, they be seasoned right. Oh, my goodness. Homer.
Yeah. Cheese.
They got to have the best fries.
Yeah, because everybody else is changing.
Yeah, I can't change. I got to stick with, and you know what else?
What?
A nice vanilla shake.
Strawberry.
I don't want no strawberry.
Broccoli and cheese soup.
Now that right there.
That
oh
part.
My gosh.
Broccoli.
But listen, no. The fries, a club sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and a vanilla or
strawberry.
Chocolate shake.
Strawberry.
Vanilla and chocolate.
Strawberry.
You got two choices with me. It's vanilla or chocolate. That's it. We don't.
Strawberry or vanilla.
No. Okay. That's it.
All right.
We're going to have to make our run after the show.
We don't want to get explosive, though.
No, that's you.
Ah,
the French fries will stop that from happening.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
That part.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part. Yeah. It'll keep you together. No. I saw the look on our producer's face.
Nope.
And don't. Please don't destroy the moment.
No, not at all.
He was like, this is a good place for it. No.
No.
No. Save me.
Okay.
All right. Bailey.
Yes.
We just went all over the place.
We've just been all over.
You know, been around the world and
Yeah.
But, I still want to talk about Sheboygan. They actually, they covered up their damn flock cameras.
I want to know, and maybe I'll have to call my cousin Dave.
Mm-hmm.
What is so important in Sheboygan? I mean.
They got a hefty bag around this damn flock camera.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's going on? They got miles and miles of nothing but land. They want to keep the police from spying on their land.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it said in Sheboygan. License plate readers known as flock cameras
are
covered
up. Ain't got no business out there.
12 News spotted two covered up and wrapped in plastic near the intersection of Taylor Drive and Washington Avenue. Yeah, it's plastic. It's a hefty bag, plastic. It's I know a hefty bag when I see it.
You know a hefty when you see it?
Yeah, I know a hefty
them
bag.
Them ain't Dollar Trees.
No, them ain't great values. You're right. Them's hefty bags. They going to endure the rain and everything else. You feel what I'm saying? So 12 News spotted two covered up and wrapped in plastic near the intersection of Taylor Drive and Washington Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
The city is in the process of covering all 15 flock cameras.
Wow.
I think covering them is the right step to getting rid of them. So covering it is better than doing nothing and just leaving them, said Zoe Pease.
So wait a minute. They got 15.
Yes.
Okay. That shows you. Yeah, it's Sheboygan. They got a whole 15 flock cameras. We could take those and put them on one corner in Milwaukee.
Bailey!
And make it happen.
Bailey! Order in the studio!
What they got going on? Listen.
Somebody on the YouTube page was talking about it was a great tourist attraction and all of the great things that they have.
Okay.
But the move comes
the
as...
The Cheese Factory is out there. Sargento was out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The move comes as Sheboygan Police Chief Kurt Zimple and City Administrator Casey Bradley pushed for the city's contract with Flock Safety to be terminated. It makes me feel like I'm always being watched and that there is no privacy as you're driving down the road, said Kathy Davis. Flock cameras were installed in the city in 2024, capturing license plates to help solve crimes.
2 years.
But a news release from city leaders says, in part, in July, the police department became aware of actions by Flock Safety believed to be inconsistent with the terms and expectations of the city's contract and which undermined trust in the services provided. Officials declined an interview with 12 News on Wednesday. They pointed us back to the news release where Chief Zimple says, as with any system that involves access to powerful technology or sensitive information, strong internal controls and community trust are vital. That trust must extend to the partners who provide those services. I think if there are criminals that are out, we need to find them. But it's exceeded that, said Kathy Davis. The Sheboygan Common Council is set to discuss flock cameras during their meeting next month and vote on whether the contract will continue. So, yeah.
So they ignored them for 2 years, and now that the hubbub is all, you know.
What the flock is going on? On these light poles. Around our home. Home and just wait a minute. Oh, it's about to be some flock. Okay. We're going to find out what the flock is going on with Kelly on the Truth Calling Lines at 833-212-1017. Kelly, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the flock is going on? What's your truth?
Kelly,
what the flock is going on?
Kelly.
Well, I was just trying to find out who do we call.
You called. I said, what's your truth? After I said, what the flock is going on? We're talking about flock cameras.
So correct. What? And who can we contact to look into it further? Do we have to do FOIA requests to find out how many times they're doing it to certain individuals?
Oh, so like, are you saying, like, what...
Kelly trying to be smart, y'all.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you call to check up and see if you've been flocked?
Correct. Yeah.
So you don't like? Never mind. I'm not. Home flow. Order in the studio. I'm just saying.
Kelly trying to find out who she's been flocked.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could ask Xavier, our producer.
Xavier, who?
Because he
they
has
call?
An insight. On who's okay. flocking who.
Who's flocking
right.
who?
So did you say Attorney B. Ivory is handling some of the cases that have already taken place?
It is. I believe it was B. Ivory Lamar, but I'll check. And Xavier, can you check to see who that attorney is that the woman who was being her car was surrounded, weapons drawn, the whole nine.
Two times.
Because... her car was still in the system as a car that was wanted in a homicide. So they ended
That's
up...
That's why you got to watch, you know.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
When you out here just buying these cars.
Yeah, because I'm sure when they was pulling up on it, she was like, what the flock is going on? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to get that. Hang on to the line.
When they pulled all them guns, she knew what it was.
Okay, Xavier, our producer, do you got that information? Who's the attorney?
B. Ivory Lamar.
So, yeah, it is B. Ivory Lamar. So you might want to reach out to B. Ivory Lamar.
and you can see if you can fly.
Appreciate it. You guys are doing good. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Have a great day.
Have a great you flocking too. Day.
Omar, what is wrong with you?
The legendary Omar Blow, order in the studio. Because I'm tired of this flocking stuff.
I'm all flocked Ooh. Out.
We be flocking?
We be flocking?
Oh, Minister Kevin said you call flockbusters. Who you going to call?
Flockbusters!
When you're driving down the road and you see something watching, who you going to call? Flockbusters!
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I ain't afraid of no flock.
Order in the studio. Listen.
Y'all know y'all was singing along. Quit playing.
Right. She-Bops Entertainment said, Bailey, we eat the same. I love Cousins Club Sub. No onions with them delicious fries.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Here it goes.
That's why she bop.
What the flock are you talking about?
I don't know.
Bailey and the legendary Homer Blow, what are we doing?
Oh, we got to go pay some
bills. Oh, we got to pay some bills.
We got to do the bill thing.
Why the flock we got to do that?
You want your check, don't you?
We got to take care of some
bills,
and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Chicken, chicken, chicken,
chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken. No, Homer has left the building. Flock man is here. Flock man, Homer Blow, Flock man.
Driving down the street and I get flocked, but the flock is going on. Why am I getting flocked? Flock, flock. You got flock too. Flock, flock.
The flock man.
All right. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we just flocking around.
No.
We ain't serious. We just flocking around.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We flocking around.
Okay.
So, I just hope that I haven't opened the gateway to the new terminology. Instead of when you want to say the word, you'd be like, see, because this.
You wanted to say the word.
Yes. But I felt that it was appropriate to use flock. In this case, because of what we're talking about. But I'm just saying, sometimes when you want to say it, you're like, they messy as flock, you know?
They be flocking around.
Right, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, what the flock? What the flock are you doing?
You flocking up.
You're flocking amazing, Bailey.
You're flocking amazing too, Homer.
What are you flocking about this morning, Troop Nation? I'm actually flocking. Order in the studio, legendary Homer Blow. Anita Nicole. They laughing. They're like, listen. I'm just saying. Anita Nicole, you got any flocking thing to talk about, 833-212-1017. We want to know what the flock is going on. I needed a call saying, okay, y'all going to slip up.
Okay.
No, I'm good. I wonder what the flock Sherwin going to be talking about today. Sherwin going to be talking about something. Sherwin, you got to be flocking kidding me.
No, I'm flocking serious. That's what he's going to say. Flocking serious, Homer.
Listen, you know when you guys say the word flock? Interesting. Did you know where the word flock derived from?
Yeah. That's Sherwin, all right.
No.
It goes back to ancient Egypt. Our flocking ancestors.
Everybody flocking around. Be like, quit flocking around. Order in the studio. We're going to Eastside, Corey.
Hello.
Great
morning. This is freaking flocking.
Yeah,
freaking flocking. How can I direct your call? Hey,
What's your flocking?
What the freaking flocking?
Right.
Homer,
we dump ready. Look, go ahead.
I had to look into the station's new statement talking about Karma Brand soldiers like a Negro slave to an all black company. Now, what the rock? That true?
We are Milwaukee Black Media.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Let's really talk about that. You're owned by black now. That's a big difference,
there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got some grease under that tire. Now we can – okay, I got to apologize to Brother Z. Yesterday, he cut me off, and I'm sorry I'm long-winded, but I was getting ready to make my point. This complicated freaking flag. You know, we do the best we can.
Right.
I don't have the answer.
Right.
I do the best I can. That's all I can say yesterday. And he cut me off and said I was irrelevant to the conversation. I said, no, freaking flock. Don't make me come down there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the flock you're talking about.
No, you don't know. Oh, you went out for 45 minutes. Thing. I fell for it, brother. I've been exactly where. It's frustrating when you freelance. And you got to deal with freaking flock.
Well, thank you for your call. Thank you.
I love you.
All right. We love you more. Yeah.
Having a mental breakdown there, huh?
See? Let's see. Yeah. Listen.
This is flocked up.
This is really flocked up.
Anita DeCoe, we will not have a Freudian slip. We will not have a Freudian slip. We will not. I'm saying to myself, we will not have a Freudian slip. And be like, oops. And for that, if you hear me say, dump. Minister Kevin said, it's too early to be drinking like that. You Sharita Berry, crack. Everybody's cracking up. We got all laughing emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
On our YouTube page.
They done lost.
And Anita Nicole is hollering as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, we got a little flocked up this morning.
A little? We was way flocked up. We couldn't, yeah. We've been flocking all over the place.
It was a flocking good show, I'm just saying.
It really was.
You know, sometimes you have to move away from the death and the mayhem.
and just laugh a little bit.
That's flocking depression.
It is flocking depressing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, we still have to say, let's see, LeBron said, that's why Sheboygan got flock cameras.
That's right.
Right.
Because they're not flocking around.
Anita DeCoe said, thank you for a good laugh today. I needed it. Love y'all. We love y'all, too.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, you do.
You have to.
And this was a spontaneous flock.
Yes.
We weren't even, We weren't even going to be flocking about
it. We weren't even flocking about it. We weren't flocking about it.
Yeah,
we didn't discuss flocking.
Right.
Not like this.
No.
Yes. We did discuss flock.
Flocks like this. Flock like this. It's okay. Y'all quit flocking around. Blake Gump said, y'all don't quit flocking with me.
Okay. We try not to flock with you, though.
We get ready to flock out, though.
Yeah, we're going to flock out. We're going to flock out.
Because the flock on the wall.
The flock on the wall says get out.
Yeah. So, you know, we got to make way for flocking Sherwin.
Yeah.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. He's flocking on from 9 a.m.
Yeah,
to noon.
Exactly.
Followed up by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. Maybe Shannon holding it down solo this
week.
Yeah. And then, of course, followed up by I'll Be Black. I'll Be Black from 2 to 4 p.m. with the Grapevine.
Okay, okay. And don't flock around on that show now.
I ain't flocking around.
All right.
I ain't flocking around.
Okay.
You hear me?
All right.
I am not flocking around.
There you go.
Flock with me if you want to.
Okay.
All right. Then we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7 p.m. Hopefully we've enlightened your morning.
Yes.
Bailey, what you got?
Trust God. Do good. Don't flock around.
That part. We're infected now. We're flocking infected. Listen, if nobody has told you that they love you today, I need to let you know that I love you. I will talk to you all again from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We are up out of here. Thank you for a great show, Xavier. Peace.